Listening skills. Cause and effect. Sample.
What causes pollution? How can pollution be reduced? Let's talk about this by taking two examples.
First, people, plants, and animals need clean air to breathe. But sometimes people make the air dirty. They drive cars, and the cars give off fumes. The fumes from cars, buses, and trucks pollute air. The dirty air makes people, plants, and animals sick.
Many people say that using electric cars can prevent air pollution from the fumes. So, it's better to invent electric cars. It will be a good solution in the future.
Second, all living things need water to live. People need clean water for drinking, cooking, and cleaning. But not all water is clean. Some water is dirty. Many things can cause water pollution. Food and trash can make water dirty. Some people put dangerous things into the rivers. What can we do to prevent water pollution? Reducing garbage and using natural detergent are good solutions for preventing water pollution. Now look at the sample question. Exercise. Listen and answer the exercise.
Ben, look at this article.
What is it about?
It's about indiscriminate logging. Some forests are suffering because of indiscriminate logging.
What a shame. Didn't they know how valuable the trees are for our lives? I'm so angry.
You're right. Listen further. Because of indiscriminate logging, massive fires are threatening our mountains, which will be severely damaged.
I guess they will also threaten the ecosystem. And finally, our livelihood.
Well, I think we should do something to prevent indiscriminate logging.
Do you have any ideas?
How about a campaign for informing people how dangerous indiscriminate logging is?
That's a good idea. I'll help you.
Let's think about the details.